And so, last where we left off, you wanted to browse through Harrick's computer, is that right?
That I did. I want to see if he's got any goodies on
here. Well, goodies he has, because as you browse through his email, roll me 2d6s, please. It's for something funny, trust me. It's not something important.
That's a 7.
Seven, we have a 1 and a 6. So, through the emails, you see stuff like horn enlargement pills, buy now with 4 exclamation marks, and top 10 escorts in Sodomora, ranked. Amidst all those raunchy spam messages, you do see something much more interesting, something that catches your eye a lot more. And that is a message by someone who calls himself Ripper, asking him to bring his dose of Thanamine when they meet again.
I would like to then turn around and be like, Helen there, you might want to ask this guy about this here.
Thanamine is the name.
Ripper. Thanamine.
Well, I assume that is your sleeping pills, is
it
not?
No, nope. That's something else. It is a stimulant, one that essentially reduces somebody's paranoia and anxiety. But in very high doses can get very much addictive and do the exact opposite.
And is this Ripper someone notable, that second you were thinking to meet?
Yep, that's the man. That's the second in command.
Well,
where's
Keith?
The thalamine?
But it's in my drawer. Drawer to the right, to the left.
I'll make a prominent, purposeful look of rummaging through every single drawer before going to that one.
So I assume you browse through every other drawer before you go to that fourth one.
Oh yeah, I'll have a good look though, like genuinely good look, but I'm also doing it just to piss him off slightly.
First drawer, you do a very, very noticeable scrabbling around noise. It's very obvious that you're just looking through, taking your time, completely wrecking all any and all organization that was in those few drawers. There's a lot of like stationery, a lot of writing supplies, very stamps. Lots of empty pill bottles, primarily with those sleeping pills that I mentioned, and a full one, actually. And as you browse more and more, you eventually find 3 pole packs. How do you call them? Bottles, that's the word. Bottles of Thanamine, filled to the brim with the pills.
Do the pills look like the sleeping ones? Are they visibly different, Keith?
They are slightly more reddish.
They've also got the name written on the bottle.
Yes, but I'm thinking maybe you empty one of those out and fill it with the pills. Of another kind.
That is a very good idea.
Give our friend Ripper a nice little surprise.
I'd also like to go back on all those spam emails, and I'm assuming this guy had his credit card or whatever it is that they use details on this computer. I'd like to basically buy everything.
No. Well, you go into a site that definitely looks like it's going to steal your information as soon as you click anything. And would you look at that?
Yeah.
Any pop-ups, just download immediately.
What are you doing?
I'll doubt you, don't worry. You might just have some fun charges on your credit card.
No. I've had a perfect record. How do you think I bought all these statues?
Oh god, he's in debt for his statue collection.
This is like watching a...
2 of which I've broken.
This is like looking at a train crash. Every pop-up...
That's what we are, baby.
Every raunchy product probably doesn't even work. That pops in his email, bought. The entire stock gone. Acquired by Herrick. Oh well, you, using Herrick's information... Before you even realize it, you realize you've maxed the card out.
Oh, great. Well, I think we are done here.
Oh, I think so too. I think, man, you've destroyed this man's financial standing enough.
Oh, you don't know what I've done.
Yeah, you
only
don't
know what I've done. I didn't shut the PC down just to be on the sure side.
All right, then.
If it does turn off. What's to say this man here will not immediately go talking to his friend on the phone?
I think he knows exactly how bad of an idea that would be.
Maybe.
Don't you?
Yep, but you don't have to tell me twice about
might
it, dear.
Might be worth handcuffing his hand to one of them there statues that he loves so much.
Well, there's a reception. Perhaps.
I'd rather not. I'd rather you don't do that. The handcuffs, they're very coarse. They will fuck up all the silver.
They will fuck up the silver quite badly, actually. He's not wrong. Henrik, I might be interested in doing business with you in the future, so I'm going to do my best to keep you somewhat alive through this. Keith, I think you've ruined that man's life so much that it will be more painful to let him live. Would you mind exiting the door before me so I can make sure get a little murdery?
You promised you'd let me live. I've heard a very loud and clear.
I am trying my best to ensure we keep that promise. Keith, if you wouldn't mind, forgive me for the lack of trust on your part.
Little bit there hurt, but I take your word and I push over another statue as I go out.
That's gonna leave a dent.
Yes, but at least it's not your skull dented and go.
I'll be seeing you later.
That man is some type of evil.
Betting on it. For statues.
So hang on.
Maxlin, feel free to leave as well.
Yeah, but before we leave, we've got the address for the Ripper guy, right?
Yeah. Yes, you got that. You got the meeting point.
So yeah, we know where we're going. Okay, and I'm out of it then. There.
I would suggest entering into some kind of witness protection shit. To be honest, he's not lying about coming back.
You know,
you're steering.
You know,
on the other side.
As soon as I free myself from those handcuffs, I'm.
Oh, we didn't put him in the handcuffs. We let him.
As soon as you leave the door, I assure you, if I have any money remaining, I'll look to move.
Yes.
Oh, and just a little side note. When you come out, I'm just poking the other angel's face again.
I'm talking to the receptionist. I'd love it. Darling, you might want to find yourself new employment. Your boss there has got some dirty kinks. You know, I'll say that.
Don't gotta tell me twice. I'm leaving.
And I do the same thing on this PC as well.
What do you do with this PC as well?
I just like to basically just break it.
Get it every virus under the sun.
We don't want to have any communications, so if there's any like phone lines or anything like that, I just want to bog it down so this office is like a black site for the rest of the week.
My god. You made this computer be essentially a bomb with all the malware on it.
Just let me touch the computer, I'll do it.
Yeah, true in real life.
And so, I assume after wrecking pretty much everything this guy holds dear, you'll make it to the meeting point.
After swapping out the sleeping pills with the thalamine.
Oh, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Right, let's go then.
You make it to the meeting point where you see that you're slightly surrounded by all sides. Well, by all sides to you, I mean. There is two mooks on each side, and on the other side of the alleyway, there is three more mooks, and one guy who seems to be wearing a lot more coarse and raggedy clothing. Mm-hmm. You assume that's your man.
So I call him. I take it that the old Ripper.
Well, you ain't the therapist we meet. We're meant to talk to today.
I do apologize, but that there therapist has got himself into a mighty bit of trouble with some very filthy, filthy internet history searches. You might not want to talk to him anymore, but we do have your supply, if that's what you are asking.
I'm not seeing any, you know. Any of the good stuff.
Go on, show him the bottle. Dear Henrik has run into some trouble, both with his perversions getting back to his monetary finances, and with a group of mercenaries. He's decided that we should be acting as emissaries for now, for his own protection.
Well then, Where's the man?
The man?
Oh, you're a sleeping man. Oh, yeah. Oh. Your doctor friend, he said that he will personally make sure that there are two of them next time.
No. We need a new one. Last one was dried up. We need more. And we need it.
Dried up? How so?
We suck whatever he had out of him. He ain't got no soul remaining.
I mean, well, I can't tell if you're talking about sucking his soul or sucking something else, but either way, that sounds like one hell of a party.
Damn soul.
Sadly, we're just hired muscle. We can take your complaint back to Herrick if you like, but I assume you want your drugs at least first.
No. I mean, I could use them, but we need a man. We need somebody. Somebody who can frighten easily. Now. Now.
I mean,
unless you don't value your fucking life, here's what I recommend. Go back to your two therapist, if you've been working with him. Get a man. Come back here.
I mean, you have here some guards. I'm pretty sure I can scale one of them after, you know.
Wait a second now, Keith. So, Helen, do you remember that neighbor girl back at the friend's apartment?
No.
Oh, I did promise I'd see her again, didn't I?
Oh, not the succubus. She got a pretty mouth.
She does, and she'll scream even prettier. I'm not adverse to that idea, actually. Sounds like a bit of fun.
Look, Kneebiter, I'm not here to party. Either get me somebody, and I mean someone worth getting all this trouble for, or we can use one of you. Your call.
Oh, I'd love to see you try.
There's 8 of us. 3 of you.
8 corpses is not the most I've dealt with.
No. We got you a person, don't you worry. But, you will have to come with us to come and get them. They're not with us now. Do you not like the thrill of the hunt, my good sir?
I ain't a hunter. More of a gatherer.
But surely now a man of your worth but knows the thrill of the hunt. Gathering's just done by the little folk. Your guards here, they're gatherers. You, sir, look like a hunter if ever I did see one.
You trying to butter me up, little man?
Well, depends on what kind of butter you want to use.
Depends on what kind of sucking you want to do
my
later.
God! That was unintentional, but God.
So, gang, do we want to try and get him a prize, or do we want to fuck him up?
Well, see, this is the thing I'm not sure about. There are 8 of them. I don't know how hard they hit.
You have another grenade?
I do have one more grenade, but I actually
throw it into the middle and just fucking book it.
I think we should go back, get this neighbor girl, who is a bit of a scaredy cat,
oh my God.
And we should use her as like a semi bait. At least you know.
I'm happy to do
an
that.
IED.
No.
Her the grenade. Yes. Okay. I'm fine
that's a
with
little
that.
Bit too much. I was more thinking like use her as a distraction.
All right, let's go do that then.
God, you're evil.
I'm
not complaining, but I am not used to, you know, the people I play with.
I mean, if you want us to tone it down, we can tone it down.
No, I got no problem. It is 100%.
Or we can tone it up.
It is 100%. It is 100% on brand.
Okay. So, right then, I think we are going to get you your victim.
Good.
Wait, is that angel still asleep in the theaters in the therapist's office? Because we could just go get him to sleep already.
Theoretically, you could.
The girl would be more fun.
Oh, but I kind of want to go and see that there, little lady. But that angel guy, I don't give 2 shits about.
Fair enough. If he's already asleep, he might as well.
He has got a very good point, and I agree.
Besides, you and I can both have more fun with that girl later.
Well, hot dog.
A hot dog.
Very different kinds of fun, perhaps, but still.
So,
okay, that's a plan.
So, I'm not gonna make the scene switch. So, you go back to the therapist's office. Well, you don't even make it through the door and you see that the therapist most likely just dumped the guy outside of the apartment. He's there sleeping on the side of the street. It's surprising nobody has kidnapped him yet, but I think you're gonna be doing that.
Exactly.
It's really realistic.
We just roll up and just black sack him.
A couple more sleeping pills just in case.
Yeah, but we're gonna black sack him and just go, right, yoink. It's just another old carpet.
A few minutes later, boom, you're back. Throw him in the middle. You throw him your.
Yeah.
Ready for the transaction.
Here you go.
Cartwell, I'm seriously saying, whilst we're traveling, please can we rig him up to be an IED?
I'm not gonna say no.
Come on.
Okay, I'm.
Come on, you know you want to. Carmen, come on.
Let me think. What else do I have here? In my inventory. I might have a better idea.
It's your call.
Don't be a little bitch.
It's your call.
Okay. This is what I might actually do. It depends if I can allow to do this. So I am going to make him the IED. I am going to put the frag grenade in him.
Oh, wait, hang on.
But can I add, let's say, because I have heavy ammo, can I add like 10 of my heavy ammo to that stack to make a bit more of a...
Oh, yes!
Even more of a punch.
Yes, Cartman.
Yeah, so instead of it being the normal, I can add maybe another dice per X bullets.
All right.
And I have pyromancy.
Oh.
Oh, wait, Ranger's touch on that. Never mind. Because it's like I can light up every candle in the city.
Yeah, essentially it's like you turn your hand to a light or something like that.
Ah, alright. Never mind then.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to make this guy basically the IED here. So,
all right, so
what I was going to ask is, because I don't mind using a few of my heavy bullets or ammo to make it bigger.
Is there a way? I have two burner phones. Can we rig it up to a phone that I have one in my hand ready to ring it as soon as he picks it up?
Secondary question also. I know we're bombarding.
No, don't worry.
But with Burning Corpus, right?
Yeah.
That's centered on me. Does it do damage to me?
No, it doesn't do damage to you.
Oh, I can turn myself into a bomb.
Less of a bomb, more like you touch me, boom, you're on fire.
This is a 2-meter radius centered on me.
Oh, yeah, right. You can technically...
So if I'm near enough to this guy, which I am, and we put all our shit on him, I can set it off.
Yeah, well, no, because we want him to be coming over to them. We want this is basically being discussed as we go on the way back.
Yeah, we're not talking about this in front of them.
We want Ripper to be able to be near it to suck this guy off, essentially, and then explode with it. So if you set fire to him, that's what I'm saying. If I can put the phone and we make him a phone bomb, we can all stand back and be like,
I mean,
enjoy
your
meal, good sir.
I do like the phone idea, but if that doesn't work, I am an ace shot and I can shoot the grenade. So, plan B, you know.
Yeah, okay. There we have means to set him off. Right.
Alright, so. I want someone to make.
You know what would be a great place to hide a grenade, by the way, in a human body?
No.
Because we don't want them to be able to see it, and the man is shirtless.
Enlighten me.
Prison pocket.
No more context required.
Maybe a bullet in the end of the candlestick.
Last question I need to just double check with you, DM, is the heavy bullets and using them to make a bigger boom.
I'll allow you to increase the damage of the explosion by 1d6 for every 3 bullets used.
Every 3 bullets? Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm planning on sticking 9 in there then, so that's going to be 3 extra dice. But
he's gonna be turned into fucking paste.
I want somebody to roll me a mind test to see how well you can construct the bond.
I have a +6 mind here.
Yeah, do it. Go on, Matt.
Smart, right, I can. If I fail, there is a thing I can re-roll as well. So 3d6.
Go ahead. That's okay. +6. That's a 15.
Is that enough?
I'll say, considering how much thought you've put into this, I'll give you the benefit.
I can +1 to any with the Wheel of Fortune card, so...
Oh, no, I don't know. +1 to any is like +1 to any of your stats. I already applied that. Check its up. Check its upright effect, if you can, please.
the upright effect of the Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, upright Wheel of Fortune. Plus one to any. The Wheel of Fortune's luck always seems to kick in at the perfect time. Once per mission, you may re-roll a failed test. Alternatively, you can redirect a harmful effect, such as an attack or alignment.
An ailment.
Alright. So since that passed, it doesn't matter for this one. If you fail something, you can redo it.
Yeah, you succeed. The prison pocket explosive is constructed and ready to go. It's just one phone call away.
So
everybody, stand the fuck back.
I was gonna say this is the plan, guys. I'm going to walk the angel guy to the center of the arena, and place him there, and we're all gonna get back, and at the right time, it's gonna be Kaboom Town.
There you go, fair trade.
Oh, fallen angels. Well, we don't get many of those. Quite delectable.
Extra flavor, my good sir.
Quite delectable. Anyhow. Right, boys. Round the man up. Put him in the back of the vehicle.
And as soon as every one of them, or as many of them, are going to get round, you might want to move the fuck back.
You mentioned something about you got having some thanamine, right? Can I have it?
How polite of you.
Okay, what?
And I just dialed the phone.
Do.
I was thinking about the old Nokia fear theme.
Oh, yeah, the Spinosaurus one from Jurassic Park. You know the satellite phone from Jurassic Park 2?
Do you have my dose? And then, boom. Explosion. Ooh. Everybody in the area right here, which is a 3-meter radius. Actually, I'll call them. The map. For some reason, it may as much 2 meters. It's 6 meters, if one. So everybody here goes boom.
Hell yeah.
Roll me
8d6.
8d6. Who?
The owner of the explosive or the one who dialed it?
Okay, so I'm the owner of the explosive. I don't know if this is the point where I talk about the heavy bullets and do I add the 3 dice on?
Yes, add it. So that it's a little of 8d6 worth of damage.
So, go up and you can do it.
Slash.
I just like to turn around with a pair of glasses like halfway down my nose and be like, I think he just got butt dialed.
God. Okay, so.
Fucking 32.
Let me check one thing. Okay, so that is. Okay, so the mooks are dead, and you see Ripper with half his face missing, like that one scene from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. How is he alive?
I think that's what you call a face off.
Anyway. We haven't got all of them just yet.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna draw my pistol.
All right, so
actually no.
Same.
Now, finally, to get to proper combat, everybody roll me initiative. How it is? It's 3d6 plus your mind.
Oh dear. Oh damn it.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
So, max
11.
9.
So, how much you say, Keith?
Oh, sorry, I'm
13.
13 for Matt. How much for you, Cartman?
13.
And how much for Jay? Jay?
9.
Gotcha. Another roll for the other few. We got. Let me check their stats again. They get a +2 to mind. So, Arshlass, 3d6 +2, 4 times. Boom, boom, boom. So we got a 9, a 13, a 13, and an 11. Ooh. So we got a 13, 13, a 9, and an 11. And so...
Oh, 4 13.
And so, let me check again because I have forgotten who goes first in the case of a tie.
Yes, I've made the game enough to forget some of my rules.
That's how it goes. It's a big old rulebook.
It is. Oh, whoever has the highest mind score. So, between six and Cartman has... What's your mind score?
Two.
Okay, so... In the case of a mind test... It is Keith, then Cartman, then the two mooks, then the other mook, then Jay, then the other mook. So, Keith, you're first.
Well, I suppose the best thing I have is to use my IDC's pistol thing. So 6 to 10 meters, 6 light, 2d6.
Before we measure the range, let me do a quick thingy.
Eeny, meeny, miny, he's out of range. He's the one that goes first. I'll take on this one. Yeah, I'll take on the one that's like standing next to the flaming barrel there.
All right. So, you lift your gun and you take a shot. Roll me 3d6 plus skin.
So, 3d6.
Damn, okay.
Plus skin, you say. So, plus 3.
Alright, so that's a 17. That's more than enough. And so, roll me for damage. It's 2d6 last time I remember, right?
Yep. And that is... Oh,
12. Damn, okay.
That's massive.
Critical.
With the element of surprise, you pull your silence pistol before any of the mooks can notice, and you fire at this gun, hitting him in the shoulder and spewing black blood all over the floor.
Nice.
And so after Keith, it is Maximum.
Okay, I am going to use... Yeah, I'm going to go for my IDC bolt action. Two-handed, quick reload, can fire up to 12 meters.
12 meters is a short range, 24 is a long range. So, you said, what are you...
So 12, yeah.
So, yeah, that's... everybody should be within range. Who are you going to shoot? The same man that Keith shot?
That depends. How strong does he look after taking that shot? Did he sort of, like, wiping it away, or did it actually hurt him?
It did hurt him quite a bit. He's definitely near death. Another shot will definitely be what it takes.
Okay, I'm actually going to not go for the guy and go for the guy next to him. I'm going to weaken the other guy.
Kill him!
Kill him! Murder! What? Kill!
One less guy to shoot
kill.
Back. Angel Boy, you might want to go and take the finishing shot on that. Unless you want to get shot in the ass. and I do mean by me.
These voices from hell, they compel me. Fine, I shall finish him off.
Nerd!
Finish him!
Alright,
Okay, so I'm going to roll the roll to hit.
Yep.
3d6, right?
3d6 plus skin, yes. You can also apply like a few things to your shots. I'm just saying for the future. You can apply any of your gun tricks, you can use the smite you got.
Yeah, I was wondering about them, but I wasn't sure how they work. Are they a separate spell, or they combine it? Do they add more damage, add more die? Do they add AoE?
You can check the book for the specifics. Aureal Smite, specifically, it allows you to imbue them with divine damage, giving you... There are certain abilities you can maintain, like keep up for a long amount of time. While Aureal Smite is up, every attack you make with that weapon adds 1d6 divine damage, which, I will mention, divine damage deals double damage to all demonic beings.
Ooh.
So that's so that shot is enough to hit, and so you can go ahead for damage. I'd recommend you don't go for an overkill shot like using of your smite and of your tricks. He's pretty much near death.
Yeah.
Shoot him.
Shoot her.
Damn. And that is more than enough to kill him. With a second shot, you hit him right in the middle of the chest in the fulcrum point, making him drop backwards dead. Let me just... Who is it? It's this guy. Next up is one of the mooks right here. This one. Who will move towards here and unload an automatic shot at Maximum. So how automatic weapons work is that you choose how many bullets you fire, which depends on... which can range from 1 to the number mentioned in the weapon's profile. For the auto gun, it's 4. So he fires 4 bullets. He rolls the attack with 4 advantage. Okay, he rolls 4 dice and reduces the result by that amount, by the highest amount. And then the damage is quadrupled if the attack goes through. Automatic weapons are quite lethal.
When they hit, they hit hard.
Yeah, when they hit, which is not often. So this guy is going to automatically fire at maximum for 3-6 plus 2. And he's going to fire with all his shots. Oh, that's a 13. What's your defense?
Okay. Defense is a 12.
So if they roll, unless this guy rolls all ones, the shot won't hit. No. The highest of these rolls is a 3, so the attack is reduced to a 10, and so all the shots go wild, hitting nobody. Following that, it is... which one? Oh, it's the body of the guy next to the barrel, who's going to take off around here and fire at Helen. This guy doesn't have an automatic, he only has a heavy pistol. Is it a heavy pistol? No, it's a light pistol. And shooting once. What's your defense, Helen?
Is it the first number?
It's the...
Yeah. 15.
And if I remember correctly, you have stronger armor. So, certain armors have a nice little benefit, that being that they reduce a flat amount of physical damage from all attacks. More specifically, you have heavy armor, which gives you -2 to physical damage. So the next shot, which, if I roll it right, and if it hits, which, with a 14, it does not hit, but... theoretically, if it did hit, you would reduce the incoming damage by a flat amount. Specifically this time, a -2.
Oh, you've got my attention now. I'm not sure you want that.
Well, speaking of, it is your turn. Helen, kill the man.
Yeah, question. My movement's 7. Does that mean I can get on his ass?
It's 7 meters.
Alright, Helen is going to... swing round a two-handed heavy battle axe and happily not run but skip over to this poor guy. <Da-da-da-da-da>. Hello there. It's correct reaction. I have something that can give me advantage on scrap and scrap. Flesh and skin rolls. Is the roll to hit either of those? It's skin, right?
Repeat that roll.
So I have Adrenaline Rush, which gives me advantage on flesh
both.
And skin rolls.
It gives you bonus to both.
So if I'm rolling to hit, that's a skin roll, right?
Yes. Actually, with what weapon are you hitting?
Heavy
axe. With a battle axe. So since it has a heavy property, you use flesh for that.
Oh, I'm using flesh for that, and I'm doing Adrenaline Rush to give myself advantage just to make sure I nail this asshole. So... that's a 16.
It's a 16. And since you have advantage... Since you have advantage...
16 again!
How advantage works is... for every source of advantage you got... you roll a 1d6 separately, and you apply the highest result to that. So, theoretically, you could roll a d6 right now, and you'd add it to the roll, but you got a 16 in your base roll, which is more than enough to hit them.
Okay. More than happy to do that. Damage. And then for my damage, I remember right, it's 4d6 plus 6.
You don't add your flesh to the attack.
Oh, I don't add flesh to the attack, never mind. My bad. Blister Critters is still in my head, as always. 17
that is
damage.
That is one short. But I will say that is more than enough to chop his face off and leave him bleeding and battered up on the side of the trash can.
Oh good, we get to play some more. Have fun.
And there's one last mook remaining in the battlefield. Who will run up ahead and try to stab Maxim? Maximim, sorry. I forgot there's a second M there.
Oh, no, that's fine. Well, the way I wrote it is without the second M, but it's fine either way. Maximim is his full name, but Maxim is what his friends call him.
So, with 16, are you hit?
Sorry, my defense is 12.
Ah, that's enough then. So, yeah. And take 6 damage. Now, here's where things get interesting. Whenever you're hit, you can use one of your reactions to do one of 3 things. You can either block, which essentially you roll 36 equal to, I need to remember the exact number, and reduce physical damage incoming by that amount. You can try to dodge the attack altogether, or you can use Overwatch as a reaction, which Overwatch means somebody enters the scene, you get to attack at them. In this situation, you can choose to either block or dodge.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go for a dodge, but that's only because I'm assuming, like, between block and dodge, are they different skills? Like different flesh or skin?
Dodge, you roll skin. For blocks, the exact ruling is this. To block, you don't have to roll anything. You roll a number of d6 is equal to half your flesh score bound up, and reduce any incoming physical damage by the result of the rolls.
Okay. Yeah, so I think my best would be the dodge, because I have a flesh of 5.
Yep, but don't forget this guy rolled a 16. Your call.
Yeah, but I roll the 3d6s, right, for dodge?
Yep, plus your skin.
Plus 5. No, I think I can do that. I've just got to hope for a good roll.
Test your luck, mate.
Roll. Sorry, is it roll slash or slash roll?
Slash roll. Slash roll.
Slash roll. Thank you. You're getting the hang of it, hey!
3, congratulations!
6 plus 5 equals. And I got. It.
Holy shit!
20.
All right.
That's what I dodged.
Yep, that is more than enough. Dodging out of the way, the guy doesn't even manage to catch up to you. And that is the end of this round. It is. Now, it's again this Disco Mook with the automatic rifle who is going to try yet again to shoot you with the automatic shot.
Weren't we first?
Oh, wait, no, right. Sorry, it's Keith. I apologize, mate.
Right. It's all good.
You got a few choices. You can either deny the fun of Mrs. Helen over there, or you can try to put another shot in somebody.
It'd be not fair to take the little lady's fun over there away, so I'm gonna take my gun and shoot the one that's basically the one that tried to attack Carmen. There you go. Right, again, that was 3d6, right? Mm-hmm.
3d6 plus skin specifically. Damn!
Ooh.
not enough.
Wait, I will invoke my Wheel of Fortune.
Perfect.
Which I can re-roll any failed attempt.
Correct.
So,
I would recommend if the rest of you also look at the result of each card. Well, that isn't any better. Actually, what's your bonus on skin?
3. So
that's enough!
Oh, shit.
That's enough!
There you go, then. Right, 2d6, then.
So, who are you shooting at again?
The one that tried to attack Cartman, so...
Alright.
Yeah, to the...
Right here. Gotcha. So, and now, my friend, roll for damage. That's an 8. Not as good as your last shot, but definitely leaves something in that guy's body.
Not quite the thing I wanted to leave in there, that's for sure.
I think my one's weak enough. You could try that, if you like.
Ah, thank you, little lady.
Now it's Cartman. Or I should say Maximum.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm going to shoot the guy. This guy? You can see on the map.
Mm-hmm.
He's to understand it, specifically the next one in the turn order. I'm gonna try and kill him.
Are you gonna use any of your gun tricks or your smart?
This is what I'm looking into now. So I'm unsure what my Maleficus does, because I've got Sentinel Sacrifice, so, Raphael's Protection, and Uriel's Smite. I'm very tempted to use Uriel's Smite on this occasion.
So, to explain to you what each of them does, Celestial Sacrifice essentially allows you to transfer health between creatures by dealing damage to one and making the damage to healing for another creature. Raphael's Protection allows you to either heal yourself, heal some another creature, or give them increased defense for a short bit. And Aureal Smite allows you to make, it's essentially a concentration spell that adds divine damage to your attack with a specific weapon.
Okay. Then yeah, so I can combine Aureal Smite with my Bolt Action then.
Alright.
Okay. No, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going Bolt Action, shoot him, but yeah. You're going to have to talk me through what perfect. I need to roll here to get that added smite.
The smite, no, it's you just have to spend... So there's another currency other than your health that is known as, that is darkness. You spend... Now that you use an ability, you malefic power, you spend darkness equal to the power's level to cast it. So in this case, your smite is level 2 power, so you spend 2 darkness.
Okay. Yep. That's... I have 7 darkness in total, it takes another 5.
Alright, so... Fight. And you gotta roll, don't have to roll anything else yet. So just make the attack.
So I'll roll the d6s.
3d6 plus skin to make the shot hit. And then for damage, we're gonna get to that in just a second.
Cool. Here's roll slash, not slash roll, is it?
Yes. Slash roll.
Thank you. This is how my brain works, so you know.
Yeah, it's gonna be fine.
12.
Damn, that's enough. After barely being stabbed, you take a step back, and trying to make the best of what of this current situation, your gun begins to glow with holy energy as you lift it and take a shot against the guys in front of you. Well, not in front of you, the guy over there. So roll me for the physical damage of the attack. It's 3d. How much is it for your shot?
3d6. So.
Roll 3d6.
3d6.
So the shot itself is pretty lackluster. However, roll me 1d6. While the shot itself didn't do much, the holy energy that radiates off it is enough to immediately incinerate the demon in front of you, leaving nothing but his clothes and his gun on the floor.
Well, hot damn.
Hot damn indeed.
Can I upright my Bolt Action just blow the smoke away? Can't really make good. Can't make a very good audio sound for that one, but yeah.
So, the mook that Helen almost killed refuses to do anything and just gives up. He puts his hands up in a sort of surrendering motion, skipping his turn.
Excuse me, do you think that's going to help you?
And y'all didn't let me have fun with the therapist.
He was useful and we made a deal. Nothing saying you can't have fun later. I didn't promise him protection after all. Right, you shall be my toy for later, so let's see what one of your friends can be done with. She's feeling kind of lazy and she doesn't really want to get up from the guy she's got pinned, so... Helen is going to whip a dagger at this dude right here.
You're going to throw at him?
Yep.
Alright, that's going to be your attack. So, thrown attacks are just range attacks, so you skip...
Oh wait, shoot, how far away is he? Seven?
Let me check your stat sheet.
It's 6-12 for a dagger.
If you get, like...
I'll just like a little bit.
Now you're good, you see? You're perfect now.
Yeah. Right.
And throw the knife.
Yeah. 3d6 to see if it hits. Is that plus anything?
Touch your skin.
But
yeah, the roll's enough.
16. Then the damage to see what happens is this knife thunks into him. It would be only 2d6, sadly. That would be 7 damage.
Not bad. The knife flies across the battlefield and hits the guy on the shoulder. He screams a bit and says, "Okay, fuck it." And tries to, and for his own turn, he'll start running.
Oh, how cute.
Oh, actually, we never did find out where the main boss was.
I think we're going to question the dude on the floor in a minute.
Yeah, he's not quite dead yet.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, one guy ran away, another one surrendered, and Ripper is in the floor, on the floor, bleeding out.
I have an ability called Mesmerize. Can I use that on this guy, or to kind of, like, just basically make him more complicit?
Let me check again what it does. I sometimes forget this thing's all right myself. Yeah, you could. You could. Very well.
Cool. What do you need me to roll for that?
So, you spend just one darkness point for this one, and he has succeed on a mind test. A malefic mind test. Essentially, to try to resist the effects of your own magic infernal potency. Let me check. The malefic DR you have is on the top right part of your sheet.
12.
So he's got to be the 12. Let me check. He's not on his nose, so he actually has a penalty to that. His advantage. And he only has a 2 for mine, so suffice to say, I don't think he'll make it.
So the way I mesmerize him is I want a helicopter dick.
Well, nope, not enough, and disadvantage wouldn't do him any better. So, you fail. You see as his eyes sort of like to drift, his own head starts to shake a little. Mechanically, he just gets disadvantage on mind and heart rolls, but I will say he's probably a bit more capable of spilling beans. He doesn't want to otherwise.
Part of me wants to go full Batman and be like, where is she?
I was going to say,
I think it's implied that Marcus is fucking dead.
Just whisper in his ear, I have a set of skills.
A particular set of skills.
Now I have a particular set of skills. And one of them involves a table leg. You best
several
be
table legs,
perhaps.
Do you want out?
Where is... And I cannot remember the fucking dude's name, but...
Marcus.
The guy
Marcus.
With Marcus.
I'll say that... You say it out loud for the comedic effect. What?
Exactly. Little lady, what the hell is that in that guy's name again?
Marcus, Maxis? I believe.
Marcus? Where's that?
The
Where's Marcus?
Red Bisco.
The what?
Oh, don't tell me he's just having a party now.
The Dread.
He's at the
Dread
Disco.
Disco.
The Dread Disco. He's at the Pink Pony Club.
No.
Where be that Dread Disco?
He gives the location, and from your own memory, it's essentially in what it was an old corporate warehouse.
Huh. Is there anything else we need to ask this guy?
Oh, ask who his boss is, just so we can get a name.
Oh, yeah. Who's your boss?
Who's your
Vanix.
Daddy?
Vanix.
Vanix, oh no.
And where is Vanix?
Dread Disco.
Okay. Anyone else got any questions for our lucky number here?
No, I don't.
Nope.
Right. In which case, I'd like to drag him over to one of these barrels, flaming barrels, and curb stomp him.
Quite imaginative.
Yes.
No need to roll, no need to do anything. Man's dead.
Alright. Is there an empty barrel around here?
Hey, well, there's a trash can. I think that would suffice more than enough.
Oh, a trash can. That'll work. And is there anything I can use to bind someone's hands?
Well, your friend right here got a bunch of handcuffs.
Can I borrow a set? We can get them back later, but it might take a while.
They are all pink and fluffy, but by all means.
All right. Helen is going to grab the 1 HP dude, handcuff him, put him in a trash can, and set that trash can on top of one of the fires.
Oh, fuck me.
If you're still alive somehow by the time we get back, I'll let you go.
You're doing the world's dirtiest brazen bull I've seen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I couldn't find a clean container, but I'm sure the smell won't bother you too much.
Yeah, see, Maxim does not approve of just unnecessary violence.
No!
And he's just walking away.
No, for this setting, it's very much necessary.
You're a fallen angel, darling. Don't pretend you're any better than the rest of us. You're not.
No answer. I'm not saying anything. I disagree with unnecessary torture.
That's how it goes this year, disco.
I think my fun is very necessary. Alright, let's go to the disco.
Disco.
No, let me
down.
Let me
to boogie down.
Well, it's less Earth, Wind and Fire and more it's a good band with very fucked up songs.
give me
Highway to Hell.
Man after midnight.
Young and sweet on the
17th.
Dancing queen.
Oh, we are not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
Oh, speaking of which, we should lock the doors so they can't escape.
Oh, man, that sounds like a good bit.
After a bit of a small investigation around the location that was given to you, you eventually find out what appears to be a hatch in the ground. Various footprints and handprints. People have accessed this place many times. You go down the damp, dirty, and, well, slightly bloody stairs in some parts to what appears to be, well, this looks like essentially just a junkyard, but beyond the door you hear loud music blaring, people laughing. It does seem like a disco, right? But you don't know exactly what kind.
I guess we open up that there door.
Oh, I think we should take a look, see.
The door's opening and you see various patrons and individuals wearing masks of all kinds, shapes and sizes, primarily animal masks. And on the wall right across you, there is what essentially be constant footage of spiders, clowns, falling, maiming, screaming, fighting, all sorts of things that can immediately cause you to panic and make other people immediately shiver up from fear.
My kind of place.
Any phobia that can exist or might exist, there is a screen displaying something that will trigger it.
Good God, and I thought I was into some kinky shit.
You see, there's various guards around here, but there's also, but it's primarily filled with patrons. Not many, but enough patrons to call this a party.
Mm.
There's also one that is wearing no mask for no reason. Well, there's probably a reason, but one you don't know yet. He seems to be the only one that is piquing your interest at the moment.
Well, I wonder if we shouldn't come and say hello.
No, I'm going to have a little look around.
It might be best if you do that, Keith. I have a habit of unnerving people.
Can I talk to the barman?
Of course, of course. He seems to be of the same species as the other mooks you zeroed.
Okay, so Maxim goes up to the bar and goes, barman, I'll have a beer, please.
A beer? Really? Of all things, a beer.
Hey, I thought this was hell. It isn't...
Get me a Cosmo while you're up here.
That's a drink for pussies. Let me get you something.
I'll have a Blue Lagoon if you're an offering.
Oh, no, I want a Blue Lagoon.
Oh, yeah, they are Blue Lagoons. Oh, they are just...
I assume all of you are at the bar?
No, we're just yelling across the club department to Maxim.
Okay, I'm just gonna signal, yep, okay. And, oh, and barman and two of those, tequila sunrises from my friends.
Make them three.
Motherfucker.
As one of the men comes here, gives you a pat on the back, and almost goes in for a hug. Sure, you got it. And the barman starts preparing the drinks. So
who's this guy that just bought a drink from? For
hello there.
Hello there.
I see you're not like the rest of the patrons.
This sort of hell isn't for me.
Well, I don't mean like this. I mean, not in the fact that you are an angel. I couldn't give less of a damn about that. Are you alone, by any chance?
I've got a few friends here and there, but just a man having a beer.
Hmm. And I assume none of your friends are here then? Shame.
Actually, they're over there, and I'm just going to just point into the distance.
You
just,
dumbass.
Yeah.
By this point, we've just kind of backed out of it.
All right. Well, get your drinks, and if you want to talk, I'm right there. I'm on that booth over there of the various girls. As you can see, he is with a few other succubi and incubi. Less modestly dressed than the rest of the patrons.
Okay, what's your name, fella?
Name's Zola. Pleasure to meet you. I do have a nice business proposition for you, my friend.
Well then, now you're talking my language. Business is business.
Business is business.
Let me get my friends and you can pique our interest.
Sure. Drinks are on me, by the way.
Awesome. So yeah, I'm gonna pick up the drinks, my beer and the two tequila sunrises, not Blue Lagoons, and take them to my friends.
You go ahead. Your friends look less than happy with the fact that you didn't get them what they wanted, but regardless.
I ain't drinking it.
Oh, you can't. You some kind of pussy? Don't like a tequila sunrise?
These are definitely roofied, 100%.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm after here. Jay, have you been receiving any of the messages that I've just sent you?
Oh, hold on.
Operation yes or no?
Not yet.
Damn it.
Can we shut the door behind us on our way?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. can you, Matt, wait, while we're here, are the guards, like, watching us intently?
Not you specifically.
Who are they watching?
They're just watching.
Do you think if we stand this alcove here, you can handcuff the door shut? Go for it. I'm gonna stand in front of you to give you like a little bit of cover.
Okay. I'm just gonna wave Cartman's character over and be like, "Hey, go and see if they got that. They let the bodies hit the floor."
I can kind of see where this is going by the look on your face. But how about before things get really crazy, we talk to this Velcro guy I just met a minute ago. He has a business opportunity for us. And you know what I'm like with the business.
Not very good at it, that's for sure.
Better than your dumbass.
Damn, okay. Shots fired.
But no, don't get me wrong, guys. I don't know what you got planned, but feel free to do what you... to go ahead. But as long as we talk to this guy first before we start going for that shit.
Yeah. So just get the doors first.
Since you're blocked by two people, make me a skin roll, but gain to initiative, gain to advantage.
Can I give him another one? Actually, I believe I can.
I'm counting to advantage for both of you.
Okay, how do what?
I no, I can give that? Him Hellfire Arsenal. Not Hellfire Arsenal. This, I swear to God, I have a thing that lets me chuck advantage at someone.
That's someone or yourself.
It might be the card I have.
Which card you got? Oh, you got strength. It could be that one. Let me double check its effect. I'm pretty sure that applies only to you. Strength. Bring with power, physical and mental. Strength, one permission. When you and Onella makes a roll, you may add advantage to the roll. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, get it in.
Okay, what am I rolling then?
Three more dice.
So you roll 3d6, then roll another 3d6, and use the highest result of the second roll.
Right. 3d6.
Plus your skin. Well, that...
That's one... You fucked that up.
Don't forget to add your skin.
Right, the skin is...
That's a 13.
That's a 13.
Right, and let's see what advantage it gives you.
So roll it again.
And the highest of them is a 4, so it goes from a 13 to a 17, which I think is enough considering you're right next to two guards. Using the body blocking of both of your allies, and especially Helen's more than strong physique, you manage to sneakily put the handcuffs in front of the door.
Right. I'm willing to follow someone's lead here because I know what I want to do.
I also know what I want to do. Think of the panic if we're on the other end as they try and run away from us.
Okay, okay. Well then, come on, guys. Let's go talk to my new friend Vortex. Come on.
Thank you very much for listening to part 2 of Hellborn Descended. Join us next week for the finale, part 3. Until then, you know where to find us. Links in the description, etc., etc.